amazing women athletes out here today. It makes me so proud.
Now that I can compete as female, I'm ready to smash the other girls. I'm here to kick some f***ing ass. I'm gonna roll up the other women here, and I'm gonna smoke them. I am the strongest woman this state has ever seen.
So many amazing...
Adam, I was actually at the NCAA tournament when Leah Thomas was doing that interview, and that is an exact quote. Yeah, she actually said that.
You heard it. She was there. All right, Savannah was there. We have actual proof that this actually happened, everyone. And Savannah, you know what? I just got to say, congratulations.
Thank you.
You deserve everything that's happening, except Twitter banning you.
Again.
You didn't deserve that. Again, they banned you. You really are a hard worker. You're very good at your job. Yeah. I'm really, really excited for everything. I kind of was like towing around the subject because I didn't know if you were going to actually like what you were going to announce, who you're working for, where you're moving on. And then, of course, Alex Jones, you were on Alex Jones's show. And he was like, congratulations, Truth Social. And I'm like, oh, I guess the cat's out of the bag.
Well, yeah, I'm working with Truth Social. I'm working with them as a content creator, not necessarily for them, but with them. But yes, with them. But everyone keeps saying Savannah Hernandez, journalist for Truth Social. I'm like, all right. So that works. And I mean, you know, it holds true even more now because you can't find my reporting on Twitter because it's been deleted off the face of the earth. So fun.
Well, I shared a little F in chat for you yesterday when I found out. Because did it happen yesterday or the day before yesterday? Sometime.
It happened yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. Yeah, so, I noticed.
Listen to this. So I'm driving home. I have been on the road for 10 days. I'm driving home. I'm 30 minutes away from home. Probably the most successful week of my career. Completely exhausting. And then I look down at my phone 30 minutes from home and it's like, yeah, your Twitter account's been deleted. And so has all of your footage. And I was like, excellent. Wow. I love it when 2 million plus views and, you know, national news gets deleted off the face of the earth. It's my favorite.
Yeah. And that's the second time that's happened to you. The mainstream, counter narrative, I guess I should say, because it's not the mainstream narrative, because you post the truth, and when you post the truth and it debunks what they're saying, suddenly they're like, we got to get rid of this information. And a lot of the it's coming from you because you're on the ground, you're going out and you're getting the interviews, you're talking to the people, you're getting actual footage of what's actually going on, giving people a view to see and use their own minds to decide the truth of the matter. And it really tends to be counter narrative, and they got to get ready for that.
Yeah, it's really frustrating, Adam, because, you know, back in the day when I first was starting out with this, a lot of my content was a little bit more, not, I wouldn't even necessarily say gotcha journalism, but I would definitely push back on people a lot more and say, okay, you hate Donald Trump. Show me where it is he said this or did this.
Yeah.
I was not doing any of that with these interviews just because with my reporting style, I very much want it to be let the people speak for themselves. I don't need to bait anyone into saying anything because, you know what? And again, not to gloat on this, but I want people to understand how successful the message was in getting out and how foolish the left made themselves look. Jordan Peterson retweeted one of our clips because the left was saying only women can have or women can have penises, men can have periods, men can give birth. Jordan Peterson retweeted that for 500,000 views. Then we had the only NCAA athlete willing to speak out against Leah Thomas competing in the women's swimming championship. Yep. That got 1.8 million views, made it on Tucker Carlson's segment Friday night. And then we had, thank you so much. And then we had Leah Thomas, all I did was point and shoot, take B-roll of Leah Thomas absolutely annihilating the women during the competition. That clip got 500,000 views. So, of course, Twitter deleted it because we were exposing Leah Thomas for exactly what was going on, exactly what he was doing, she was doing. Sorry, I don't want to hit your channel. Yeah.
It's Will. His name is Will. You know, just because he claims he's, you know, just because he claims he's it's a duck quacking like a duck. So it's a duck. It's a dude swimming in women's swimming. I'll say it. All right. And I've talked about this a lot in the past couple of days.
Yeah.
And I watched some of your footage and, you know, I see it. And I really liked that there were a lot of people out there defending the women. And I don't think they wanted those videos seen either because.
Exactly.
The team themselves have been trying to go about the right way because they want to compete. It's everyone's like, it's so easy to just say, oh, well, why don't they just not swim? They should just not swim. Really, you know, it's like these women deserve their own sport, and they've trained their whole life in this sport, and they should have it.
Exactly. And that's why that footage was so popular, Adam, because this is a hot button issue. And again, like, I've never come out and said how many views my videos have gotten, blah, blah, blah. But I think for this particular instance, it's important to highlight it because it shows how hungry for the truth people actually were. It shows that people were actually saying, you know what, this is wrong. Those videos were getting shared so much because people, the masses, wanted to stand up with the female athletes who were pushing back against Leah Thomas. People wanted to stand up against Leah Thomas and use the footage of Leah Thomas annihilating females as an example of how ridiculous this all is. So not only was this an exposure of the attack on women's rights, it was an exposure of Leah Thomas. And funny thing too, Adam, is Andy Ngo on Saturday sent me a tweet from a couple of Antifa profiles, and they read, Savannah Hernandez, known fascist, is drumming up a lot of hate against Leah Thomas. This is her ban evasion account. You should probably get her banned. So I'm pretty sure, that they targeted my Twitter account because I was drumming up hate against Leah Thomas by exposing him for being a big ass man.
Yep. Well, newsflash, everyone. He is a man.
That's a man, man.
Yeah, that's a man. I mean, did you see him talking? You could see the Adam's apple, like, hello, I'm a man. It's like,
Adam, I saw him in real life walking next to the females, and I was shocked because I'm up top, right? So I just get one of the tickets, and all of the good spots down below were kind of taken, but you can still, you know, see everything pretty clearly. So I was kind of doing like test shots and test B-roll and just watching the competition because I've never been to a swimming competition before. Right. Every single female athlete, I had to like look at the board and then look at their lane and be like, okay, that's ASU, right?
Right.
When Leah Thomas came out, I knew that was homeboy because he was a big, okay? He had a big ass shoulders, tall, hulking over the other females. And I was like, I don't even need the board to tell me.
There's that Thomas guy. Yep. Wow. That's embarrassing.
Dude, it was so sad too, because I'm sitting with the parents, and I actually made friends with some of the parents because I like walked into this competition, right? And I was like, hello, I don't know anything about swimming. Please help. So I made friends.
Wait, why did you turn? Did you go Russian? Did you use a Russian accent?
Yeah, that's my voice when I don't know what I'm talking about. Hello.
Okay. All right.
So I made friends with some of the parents of the athletes, and they were kind of walking me through the competition and blah, blah, blah. And I quote, they said, this is an annihilation. It's unfair. This is disgusting. The parents in the crowd visibly upset. You could hear, Adam, this was so surreal as well. So as they were calling up the competitors to swim, it was such loud cheers and people rooting for that athlete. And then when it was like Leah Thomas, it was just polite clapping from the crowd. No one was cheering.
Just like a totally different shift there.
Yeah. And it's not that it necessarily went quiet, but you could tell the visual and audio difference between when any other competitor was called up and when Leah took first place. Yeah, it was pretty quiet in the building.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I got to give it up, though.
Congratulations.
I don't know if you may have seen this or not, but it turns out Ron DeSantis, man, I like this guy a lot. Everything he's doing, I'm just like, don't be a groomer. I could get behind that. Absolutely. I don't, don't mess with kids. But he actually came up and entered into this subject by declaring today. Actually, check this out. This is from the Daily Caller. Ron DeSantis recognized female swimmer as the real winner in a race against trans athlete Will Thomas.
Round of applause.
He says he recognizes Sarasota. She's from Florida. I didn't know, actually. Sarasota native Emma Wyant as the fastest women competitor in the NCAA championship 500-yard freestyle race in a Tuesday proclamation. He says, we're doing a proclamation saying that Emma is the best female swimmer in the 500 freestyle because she earned that. And we need to stop allowing organizations like the NCAA to perpetuate frauds on the public, DeSantis said. And that's exactly what we're doing. They're putting what they're doing. They're putting ideology ahead of opportunity for women or female athletes. Boom. Ron DeSantis coming in hot and saying no. And in fact, When this all went down, I announced on my show that I declare her the actual winner, and as giving the first and only Golden Bean Award from Krigler Coffee, a proud sponsor, would love to give her a bag of coffee. I have no idea how to get a hold of her. But Emma, if you are watching my show right now, which there's a very tiny percent chance that you are probably you don't watch my show. But if you do, hey, let me know, because I want to get you a bag of coffee, right? 'Cause for winning. Do you think does she swim? Does she run on coffee? Maybe these swimmers, the Golden Bean Award. Yes.
I'll tell you what they don't run on is, testosterone.
Oh, snaps. You think he, I saw so many funny jokes, man.
Dude, the South Park memes. Oh my gosh.
He uses it as a rudder to help him steer better, or someone's.
Dude, the Babylon Bee one was my favorite. Leah Thomas found to be in, I forgot how they phrase it, but basically was making it seem like he was using illegal drugs, but the illegal drugs were testicles.
Well, wouldn't it have just been testosterone?
Yeah, no, it was Leah Thomas found to be in possession of illegal testicles. Something like that. It was hilarious. They phrase it much better, but.
Man, and they're getting suspended from Twitter as well, because they.
Charlie Kirk, too. I've been telling everybody this on interviews that I've been going on today, that BLM this election season has gotten replaced with the trans community. You can't speak out against them. They're the hot button issue. There's rallies and protests for trans people all over the place. And if you speak out against it, you get banned. You get called a bigot. You get even called racist. Yeah. Racist. I don't know, Adam, but somebody called me a racist at one of these trans events. I was actually in Austin last weekend covering a completely separate event.
They were on you like glue. I saw that.
They were mad. And I was really being, again, I went there with the questions I was asking was hey, why is this important to you today? Do you think that there should be a minimum age, for children to transition? Yep. And they were like, you are being so disrespectful. You need to leave. And I was just no, I don't. Get out of my face. I'll break you in half.
And it's interesting because no one actually answered your questions. And when someone did, one of the example I'm thinking of is when you asked that woman who was defending Leah or Will, whatever.
Yeah.
Have you seen Leah Thompson or Thomas, whatever his name is? Have you seen him? Well, I actually haven't really, I haven't seen them myself, but it doesn't matter. She's a female, and it's like, you're serious. You're saying that there's no advantage. Well, traditionally they always make up these facts in their head too.
Mental gymnastics.
Traditionally, trans women are no different than women, just biologically. And it's like, what? Where did you come up with that? Because that's absolutely not true.
Dude, this is the mental gymnastics, because I went and I talked to a couple of them, and they go, well, there's other women that are bigger than other women. There's other women that are just better than other women. I mean, look at Michael Phelps compared to other men. He's the best in the world. Is that an unfair biological advantage? And I was like, dude, it took everything in me not to be like, are you mentally ill? Do I need to call somebody?
Some of them are.
Where's your mother?
Some of these people are mentally ill. Like, they are so lost in these lies. It's all lies, right?
Adam, I don't even know how to react anymore when bold face to my face in real life, people are standing there saying, yes, women can have penises. And it's just I don't know how
that
to
was
be
ridiculous.
Point blank, dude. And I'm like, listen to what you're saying right now.
Yep.
Listen to what you're saying. No, you don't even believe what you're saying either, but you're still spouting it. Okay, I'm glad we agree on that.
Even the Orlando Sentinel actually reported on it. DeSantis proclaims second place winner is the best female. In quotes, female. She is. She was the best female.
They should have put birthing person to make it more inclusive. Bleeder. Right. The best bleeder. Yeah.
This is from Christina Pashat, which I think is his media.
Oh, yeah, his press secretary, maybe?
I think she's the press secretary for DeSantis. But yeah, I mean, that's so what? Like, why? What? Why is female in quotes? It doesn't make any sense. She is the actual best female. Like, he isn't female. They can claim it all they want, but it doesn't make it true, right? I have this insanely viral tweet right now. I tweeted out earlier. about, let me see if I can find it. Here it is. This is from the Daily Mail, and I actually reported on this when they first came out with this, but it's equally as important now. This is a quote from the teammates. "We're uncomfortable in our own locker room," Leah Thomas, UPenn teammate, tells how the trans swimmer doesn't always cover up, ready for this, her male genitals. Her male genitals.
Stop. Why are you doing this to us, Adam?
Well, this is the insanity that they believe it, that there is such thing as a female penis. It doesn't compute. It doesn't make any sense. But that's where they're at. And there are people in this tweet has 3 million hits on it right now. It's insane. Like people on both sides. And I'm seeing these people argue and fight amongst themselves on this tweet. And I'm seeing crazy viewpoints from the left trying to defend it.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing. Like, you're seeing it, you know, to these people. And so the fact I like to remind myself, Twitter's not real. These people, this isn't real. This isn't reality.
But and then yet, you go out onto the street and it actually
I have someone that I know. Her name is Savannah Hernandez. She's an amazing reporter. She's on the ground making it happen, asking these people. And they're straight up telling you to your face, yes, a male can have a female. A female can have a penis and a man can have a vagina. And it's like...
I made the joke earlier today that I bet her or Leah's female counterparts are like, Leah, why is your vagina on the outside?
Yeah, I mean,
oh gosh, it's just horrific. It really is, Adam. And
yeah,
at the end of the day, that's all I can say to it. And I was actually debating and talking with some of the LGBTQ members that were there to counter protest the Save Women's Sports. And Adam, it was baffling to me. Like, I cannot tell you how surreal the moment is when I'm standing there watching females stand up for women's sports. Actually, one of them told me that 16 of the NCAA swimmers that were on Leah Thomas's team signed an anonymous letter asking them to be there to fight for women's sports because the NCAA athletes were told, do not mention Leah Thomas's name to the media. Don't even mention his name in the locker room. So it was kind of crazy to watch biological women fight for women's sports and for other women to walk past and say, that's so disgusting.
I'm trying to wrap my head around this. Shut up, women. Shut up and get in your place and let this man take over your sport. That's what I'm hearing. Like, that do they not realize that that's the base of what it is? That's what it is. They're being told to shut up. Hey, women, shut up and deal with this man taking over your space.
Adam, I'm not joking.
It's crazy.
And this is probably my most controversial take, but I think that I would rather have the 19th Amendment be revoked. I would rather give up my one common sense and rational vote so that 150 plus of these other psychotic liberal women who are voting with their emotions do not have the ability to destroy our country. Like, that is where I'm at with my entire political ideology. Now, Adam, after going and speaking to the majority of women on these streets, the majority of women at these protests, straight up insanity, saying that men can have periods and give birth. I would rather give up my right to vote than let these people vote. Like, that's where I'm at. I'm not joking.
That's rather based of you. And a lot of people, I've actually heard a guy say it. I was on a slightly offensive. what was his name? I forget his name. I can't believe I'm blanking on it.
Harrison Smith? Who were you on with?
Elijah's a good buddy who's always on it. He's
John Doyle.
John Doyle, yeah. That dude was talking about it, and it's like, my goodness, dude. Like, and I'm thinking to myself, like, I don't like that. Like, I believe women should have an equal say. I think that all people can become emotional, even men, right? I don't think it is just, sided on the women's side to just become emotional, because I think a lot of men nowadays are raised by women and not shown what being a real man is.
Right.
So they become emotional themselves. And there's a lot of the population that's emotional, not just women. So I think there needs to be some sort of I don't know.
Civics like test before you vote.
Well, like an emotional intelligence class, actually, to understand the difference between being emotional and being logical, and how to know when your brain is being overtaken by the emotional side to not let you make proper choices. Because mm-hmm. that's what I'm seeing. All these people are making illogical points because their emotions are raging, and it's hate and anger that they're told that they need to be angry, and then they're blaming others, and it's like this huge emotional wreck.
Yeah, see, and my counter to that would just be that I do think that women are more emotional. And I say this as one of the only females that was a part of the riot squad, if you will, back in 2020, right? Yeah. I was in the riot squad with Jorge Ventura, Elijah Schaefer, Julio Rosas, some of the best in the business, Drew Hernandez, who all have shows now. And, you know, we were all on the ground together. Now, the difference between our reporting is like, look, I could stand up with the boys. I got bear maced and tear gassed along with them. I watched grandmas get beat up. I've gotten beat up and mobbed myself. The difference, though, still biologically and fundamentally between men and women is that women are a lot more emotional. And there were several times when I was reporting at those same riots as the boys, and I had to say, you know what? I have to take a step back and I have to take a break because I can't watch people get beat up anymore because I wanted to cry. So sometimes, and I know we're saying that men can be emotional, but I think that, you know, biologically females can be a lot more emotional. And I say this as somebody who, again, has been out on the ground in a quote unquote civil war zone here on the streets of this country with my fellow man. And it's like, I even have to admit that there were moments I had to take a break because as a female, I couldn't handle it as well as my male counterparts. Not saying that I'm a baby or anything, but it's like there is a stark difference. You know what I mean? Even
Jordan Peterson talks about it a lot. Women are more emotional. That's just that
it's not a bad
thing. There's a big difference between a male and a female.
Right.
Biologically, it's actually science where these people deny actual science and make up their own science that, you know, upholds their own worldview. It's crazy.
Adam, isn't it kind of funny?
I agree. It women tend to be more emotional. Yes.
Isn't it funny though, how we've jumped from science to now actual science? We have to like clarify
it's
when
not
we're talking
funny.
About actual science.
It's sad. It's really sad. You know, I get what you're saying, but how do we make it so that, without repealing the 19, that's not going to happen, right? Obviously, it's not. Can it? Can it even happen?
I don't know. No, you're right. Let's be more reasonable in this,
right?
Because this is like me saying, okay, yeah, let's put an authoritarian right winger to, you know, straighten out the country. That's kind of the same logic there. So if we do want to be rational with this, I genuinely do think that one of the things that we should do as a country is at least make people take a civics test or like just a very basic common sense test. Harrison Smith, actually on his Twitter account, shared this old test that people used to have to take. And it was basically a test to say like, okay, here's, you know, numbers from 1 to 10, circle the number 8 and then draw a triangle around the number 9. And then it was basically like, could people follow instruction and did they have enough common sense to actually do these things correctly? And had to take the test to be able to vote. I genuinely feel like we should bring that thing back. Like, okay, on this map, where is Nebraska? Where is your state on this map? You know, talk to us about the people that you're about to vote for. If you don't even know why you're voting, if you're genuinely just voting because there's an R or a D next to their name, get out of here.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah, absolutely. I 100% get behind that. Mm-hmm. People have no clue. They're told Republicans are the devil and Democrats are the anti-establishment. It's like, what? And I'm not saying it's the other way around, but each individual person is completely different and they have to understand that.
Oh, Adam, I'm so sorry to jump.
You got
to
go.
Yeah, I didn't realize what time it was, but I love you guys. Thank you for having me on, Adam.
Are you going on You Are Here right now? Is that what you're about to do?
No, I'm going on Newsmax right now with Greg Kelly.
Newsmax with Greg Kelly. All right. Savannah has leveled up like crazy. Savannah, I love you on the show. I hope you can make it more often. Whenever you want, jump on the show. I know you are, you're destined for bigger things.
You are the best, Adam. Love you to death. You know I would never jump off early unless I had to, but
of course.
I'll be back ASAP.
All right. All right. I'll see you next time. Later. That is Savannah is just killing it in life, right? I'm so happy to see Savannah just getting this the spotlight on her. It's amazing. She really deserves it. She works her ass off for it, and it's showing. I mean, they cannot get rid of Savannah Hernandez. She's not going anywhere. I'm going to spin this UFO. I don't know if you noticed the UFO is sitting here, but now here we go. This is the first time you guys have actually seen the UFO spin. I don't even, when was the last time you guys saw this UFO spin? Yeah, I don't even know why I have my headphones on still. I can take these off because I'm not talking to anybody. I'm talking to you guys now. I just wanted to check out this Harrison Smith. I'm going to follow him because I actually really like that. And, you know, onto her point of emotional people. I mean, yes, women tend to be more emotional. But the fact that anyone can vote without proving that you're cognitively stable, cognitively, is that even a word? You know what I mean? If you're stable or you have some sort of semblance of what you're talking about or what you're voting for or any of these things, like, it's our right to vote, and I will vote. Granted, I pay attention and I know who I'm voting for and why I'm voting for them, and it's really important that all of us do. So having civics class and civil discourse class and emotional intelligence class and maybe taxes, or they don't want us learning about taxes, I'm sure. They just want us to blindly keep paying taxes without asking any questions, because it'll probably piss a lot of people off, if I'm sure you would all agree with me. Someone just super chatted a little bit ago, mixed it up, said Patreon just banned Sydney Watson. And that's crazy. I went to Sydney's Twitter page. I have it right here. Check this out. Patreon just deleted her account for hate speech. And then she actually says here, I never actually post anything on Patreon itself, which means they're banning her purely based on what she said on other platforms. And even then, reading through their guidelines, she hasn't done a single thing listed. This is crazy because, you know, going back to what Savannah was saying earlier about how some Antifa accounts were talking about Savannah Hernandez is fascist. Anyone who speaks against what they're saying, oh, I'm sure I'm on their list. You know I'm on their list because I talk about all this stuff, and I'm against the whole mainstream narrative. Well, Sydney Watson, if you may know her from You Are Here or for her own aptly named YouTube show, Sydney Watson, as she loves to point out at the beginning of You Are Here, she's rather based. Same with Savannah Hernandez. They're both very outspoken, very open about their ideas and their ideals. And they are upset and sick of the mainstream of what's going on right now. This does not surprise me. This does not surprise me at all. Are you surprised? I'm not at all. But the fact that they're eliminating any opposition. You know, I saw a tweet the other day. I don't remember who it was, but it was basically saying nothing declothes these liberal racists more than a black conservative Republican. And it's like, because they can't actually, it doesn't compute in their brain. Like, they don't understand that a black person could vote anything other than Democrat because they must have internalized white supremacy. Like, think about Larry Elder. They were blatantly lying about him, saying he was the white or the black face of white supremacy. It's like, have you listened to Larry Elder speak ever? None of these people ever have listened to him speak. It's just like when Savannah interviewed one of those people outside defending Will Thomas or Leah Thomas, however you want to, if you want to be politically correct. I feel like I'm being biologically correct. His name was William, talking about it. And she ended up not even knowing what he looked like. She had never even seen the guy before. She was just defending it on principle because she was told to, because it was what her groupthink thought was at the time. This is what we're doing. Oh, we're going to all group together and ban this person's account and all mass report it because they think that they're spreading hate. Look, I don't like when people push their ideologies onto children. I think that's horrible. It's child abuse. And there's no such thing as a trans child. It's just like, it's the same thing that there's no such thing as a vegan cat. You know who's making those decisions. And it's not the cat. Okay? Trust me, that cat wants to eat meat. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing. Same with racism. Kids aren't racist. They're taught racist. They're taught how to be racist. Dividing them up based on their skin color, which is what they're doing nowadays to children in school. All right, hey, and now all of you white kids now apologize for being white. It's like, what? What are you teaching? How is that spreading love and unity? It's not. It's sowing division so that all sides of the classroom are going to be upset. The white kids are going to be hating the teachers, and then the black kids are being told that to hate the white kids because it's their fault that they're oppressed somehow. Ah, man, it's just all so exhausting. It is exhausting. You know, I'm going to just take a second to do some positive news. Let's switch it up a little bit, right? You may know him. I hope you love him. I certainly do. He's one of my favorite co-hosts, Quarter Black Garrett. Finally gave birth. Granted, his wife did all the work to his fourth child. And here, let me pull this up. Boom. Ba-boom. Gotta go, baby. Today was a good day. Look at that cute little face. Congratulations, Garrett. I don't know if he's going to be able to join me tomorrow, but I am very excited to report that everything went smooth. He talks about how, you know, she's fine. The baby's fine. Everything's great. I just want to say congratulations to Garrett. I really hyped that everything went smooth because I know that, you know, it could be, you know, it's things can go wrong in childbirth, and everything went great. So that's good. It was a little delayed. It was supposed to be, I think, Friday. And then it turns out it was, what was it, early this morning? Yesterday. No, it was today. Yeah, it was today. So today, 4 days later. Yeah. So, but congratulations, Garrett. That's very exciting. You know what? Let's stay on this good news, right? Hold on. I got another thing I want to talk about. Where is this article? I have so many articles. Oh my gosh. Here it is. Okay. So you may have heard that Justice Thomas was in the hospital. Okay, for flu-like symptoms, not COVID, but he is actually getting out soon, and everything is looking good. You know, it's not COVID-related, so that's great. Turns out that he's going to be released soonish. He's looking great. It's not anything dire. Just, you know, some positive things. Just, you know, I want to talk about some positive stuff. What else are we going to talk about? Oh yeah. So Candace Owens. The hypocrisy of the New York Times. So the New York Times finally admitted that the Hunter Biden laptop is real. We now know it's real. Some of us knew it was real for a long time. There's some really disgusting things on that laptop. Also some really dirty things. I mean, like, you know, mob dirty and like money laundering dirty, not like dirty in a sexual manner, even though there is also, it's all sorts of dirty. The thing, You catch every STD when you touch this laptop. All right, I don't suggest touching it, but man, is it disgusting. So the New York Times, they just keep coming out with all these ridiculous things. Now they hit up Candace Owens. They sent her an email and said, actually, let me pull this up. Hold on, where is it? Here it is. Look at this email to Candace Owens. Subject: New York Times inquiry. Hi there, I'm writing from the New York Times. We're working on a story about Russian messaging that includes some of your comments. We note that you advanced the idea that Ukraine was a corrupt country, which matched comments we've seen from Russian state media. I'm wondering if you have any context or further comment to add to this comparison. We're finalizing the story today. Now, wait for this. You ready for this? Look at her response. Hi, whatever. I am very confused by this email. I learned about the idea that Ukraine was a corrupt country from the New York Times. You guys have covered the corruption of Ukraine extensively for years. As just one example, here is a piece from the New York Times editorial board entitled Ukraine's Unyielding Corruption. Yeah, I mean, there was... It gets better too. I just want to say Babylon Bee just put out a YouTube video. I think it was yesterday or the day before, about how they can't even make up satire news anymore. They keep trying to come up with like this crazy satirical news, and then someone in the room's like, "Oh yeah, that actually happened," and then they come up with something crazier. Oh, that actually happened, and then it like culminates to, "All right, well, how about this, Hunter or Joe Biden?" Gives out crack pipes to crack smokers, all for racial equity. Like, that's crazy. That would never happen. It just, because that's actually what he's claimed it was for, racial equity. I don't know what smoking crack has anything to do with race at all. It's sad that people smoke crack and it ruins your life. I mean, look at Hunter Biden. I mean, it ruined his teeth. He had to get new chompers. But maybe that's why Joe Biden was trying to give out clean crack pipes, you know, just to try to be a good dad. Maybe that's the case. But back to this. She continues. She said, for more good measure, here are some more past articles written from reputable sources over the past few years about the corruption and neo-Nazi problem in Ukraine. For clarity, are you now suggesting what the Western media covered extensively over the past few years is now just Russian propaganda? Or are you suggesting all of these articles were sponsored by Russia's state media? Again, I would love to provide you with a quote for your article. Just want to be clear regarding what you mean when you say I am advancing ideas that Ukraine was a corrupt country, when in fact I got my ideas from your publication. It's just like... whatever they are told to report, that's what they're doing. That's what it feels like. That they're, Russia's, is it a corrupt country? It's corrupt. They have a neo-Nazi problem. There's this here. Look at this. This is just a little snippet of all the different articles of different things that look at CTV News, BBC. All of these articles written about Ukraine and its corruption and its neo-Nazi problems. And they're reaching out to Candace Owen because she's talking about it. And they're like, whoa, what are you, some sort of Russian asset spreading this, that it's corrupt over there? How dare you? And, hey, look, it is corrupt. All right. From what I've learned, and I've looked into the Ukraine thing a lot lately. It's super corrupt there. It's super corrupt. And guess what? The U.S. government helped because they want some of that gas money, baby. Someone told me online there's no gas in Ukraine. Ukraine doesn't export gas. Yeah, because they don't have the infrastructure built yet to sell the gas that they found. There's two huge oil patches, one on the east side and one on the west side of Ukraine. And they don't have the money to build the whole system to sell it. But whoever gets a piece of that company is definitely going to make a lot of money because there's a shit ton of oil there and there's a lot of natural gas. They found a lot of natural gas off the coast of the entire coast of Ukraine. Russia got a whole bunch of that from Crimea. I don't know who to believe. All right. I'm not on anyone's side. I think this whole situation there stinks. Okay. But all I know one thing very, very clear that I've learned over the past couple of years of paying attention, the media lies. So when the media is telling me this is the way it is, I go, I need to look into that more. I need to look more into it so I can figure out what really is for myself. Okay. And then the more I look, the more I'm finding out, to my surprise, the media is lying. Well, who would have thought? Who would have thought the media would be lying, right? I mean, they've lied about so many things over the past couple years. I mean, and that's just me since I've been paying attention. I don't even have the time to go back and cross-reference and search and find out what they've been lying to me about in the past. I can't do that. I'm trying to pay attention now, right? I'm good at staying in the now. I got to do that. I'm really good at that. So now I'm seeing what they're telling me now, and I'm like, I don't believe you. And then I find out, of course, they're lying. So that's what we should all do. We should go to alternative sources, you know, go to your, actually listen to what they're saying and then go to other sources. I like Viva and Barnes. Those guys are doing great jobs on reporting on what they're talking about. I really like their whole take. They broke down the whole Ukraine situation. I've watched a lot of documentaries about the Ukraine on Fire, for example. They don't want that being shared around, but it talks about the U.S. government's involvement in the corruption of Ukraine. Of course, they don't want people knowing about that. And then, of course, they were celebrating Obama when he was bombing countries, and is like, but now they're against Russia, which, according to Barnes, they're trying to avoid civilian casualties, and in fact, are trying to save casualties. Look, I'm not trying to take anyone's side. I'm just reporting on what I've seen and what I've heard. All right. Look, I'm against all sorts of war. I don't want there to be war at all. But when the government is taken over by a coup, it's just like, well, whose side should I be on then? If it's an illegitimate government. And why is, so on that note, why is Zelensky banning all political oppositions except the neo-Nazi parties? Now, they're claiming, the report, of course, in the news, he bans all Russian, pro-Russian political parties. But that's actually not the case. He banned specific ones that were pro-Russian. But, of course, he also banned some them on the left side, as you would. Why would they get taken out? And his explanation was, well, during martial law, we can't have people advancing their own desires to take advantage of this situation. So we're going to ban everybody. But he didn't ban the neo-Nazi party. Why is that? Well, what is going on with that? You know, you got to think, like, what? Why would you not ban them? Right? Because wouldn't we want them being gone too? Sure. Okay. I get, you know, get rid of the pro-Russian political parties. I guess it makes sense. Russia's invading you. Sure. But why wouldn't you get rid of the neo-Nazis as well? They love spreading this. Well, his dad's brothers got killed by Nazis, so he couldn't possibly work with Nazis, right? Well, I mean, if that's true, why wouldn't he make it a point to get rid of them? You know why? Because he's probably using them. I mean, it seems like that's what the case was anyway, right? When the Donbas region declared sovereignty and said, we don't want to be a part of this corrupt government anymore. We're declaring sovereignty. The corrupt Ukrainian government started killing its own citizens. And that's been going on for years. And guess who they were using? These neo-Nazi militia groups. Everyone's like, oh, well, there's, oh, what's going on here? My shoulder here, I got some white stuff. You know, well, there's Nazi groups in Russia. Okay, well, are they killing Russians? Because these neo-Nazi groups in Ukraine are killing Ukrainians. No one seems to be upset about that. I am. I think it's terrible. They burned a building down with a bunch of people in. Yes, women and children were also in this building. No one seemed to be upset about that. Oh, well, Russia bombed a hospital. It's like, yeah, that's terrible. I agree. That's horrible. I don't want anyone bombing anyone. I don't like it. But all these people, they are so polarized on what the mainstream media is telling them. And guess what? The mainstream media, as we've talked about, lies. I'm so fed up. I gotta get this image off of my screen in front of me. My goodness. All right. Let's talk some science, shall we? Let's move on to something fun. I'm done with this complaining about it. All right. So let's talk about something cool. Mercury That's right. I think it's a planet. Planet Mercury, that some might argue it's a microplanet. It's a whatever. And if it is, then we actually have many other small planets. But it turns out Mercury may be covered in diamonds. Cool. Check it out. Diamonds may stud Mercury's crust. That's right. Billions of years of meteorite impacts may have flash-baked much of Mercury's surface into the glittering gemstones. Planetary scientist Kevin Cannon reported March 10th at the Lunar and Planetary Science Conference in The Woodlands, Texas. His computer simulations predict that such impact may have transformed about one-third of the little planet's crust into a diamond stockpile many times that of Earth. Diamonds are forged under immense pressures and temperatures. On Earth, the gemstones crystallize deep underground, at least 150 kilometers down, then ride to the surface during volcanic eruptions. But studies of meteorites suggest diamonds can also form during impact. When those impacts happen, they create very high pressures and temperatures that can transform carbon into diamond, says Cannon of the Colorado School of Mines in Golden. With impact-born diamonds on his mind, Cannon turned to the closest planet to the sun. Surveys of the planet... Oh, I'm thinking of Pluto. I was talking about Pluto earlier. Anyway, back to Mercury. With impact-born diamonds on his mind, Cannon turned to the closest planet of the sun. Surveys of the planet's surface and experiments with molten rock suggest that the planet's crust may retain fragments of an old shell of graphite, a mineral made of from carbon. What we think happened is when that Mercury first formed, it had a magma ocean, and that graphite crystallized out of that magma. Then the bombardment. Mercury's surface today is heavily cratered, evidence of an impact-rich history. Much of the purported graphite crust would have been battered and transformed into diamond, Cannon hypothesized. Curious how pervasive this diamond forging could have been, Cannon used computers to simulate 4.5 billion years of impacts on graphite crust. The findings show that if Mercury had possessed a skin of graphite 300 meters thick, the battering would have generated 16 quadrillion tons of diamonds, about 16 times Earth's estimated reserves. There's no reason to doubt that diamonds could be produced in this way, says Simone Marchi, a planetary scientist at the Southwest Research Institute in Boulder, Colorado, who was not involved with the research. But how many might have survived, that's another story, he says. Some of the gemstones would probably have been destroyed by later impacts. Cannon agrees that subsequent impacts would have probably obliterate some diamonds. But the losses would have been very limited, he said, as the ultimate melting point of a diamond exceeds 4,000 degrees Celsius. Future simulations will incorporate remelting from impacts, he says, to refine the potential size of Mercury's present-day diamond reserves. An opportunity to scout for diamonds on Mercury may come in 2025, when the Bepley-Colombo mission reaches the planet. Diamonds reflect a distinct signature of infrared light, Cannon says, and potentially this could be detected. That's pretty cool. There is, in fact, an entire planet that we've discovered that's almost entirely a diamond. Check this out. A super Earth planet likely made of diamond. That's right, an entire planet of diamond. The most famous gem, of course, is the Hope Diamond, is the largest diamond on Earth that we know of, anyway. The alien planet, a so-called super-Earth, is called 55 Cancri E and was discovered in 2004 around the nearby sun in our Milky Way galaxy. After estimating the planet's mass and radius, studying the host star's composition, scientists now say the rocky world is composed mainly of carbon, in the form of diamond and graphite, as well as iron, silicon carbide, and potentially silicates. At least a third of the planet's mass is likely to be pure diamond. That is crazy. 1/3 of the planet's mass is probably pure diamond. This is our first glimpse of a rocky world with a fundamentally different chemistry from Earth. Lead researcher Niku Madhusudhan, I tried, Yale University said in a statement, the surface of this planet is likely covered in graphite and diamond rather than water and graphite. Water and granite. 55 Cancri E is the first likely diamond planet to be discovered around a sun-like star, though such worlds have been theorized before. Planets like this are vastly different from our Earth, which is relatively little carbon. By contrast, Earth's interior is rich in oxygen, but extremely poor in carbon, less than a part in a thousand by mass. A study co-author and Yale geophysicist Kanani Lee. 55 Cancri E is what's known as a super Earth, with a radius twice as wide as of our own planet and a mass 8 times greater. It speeds around its host star, making a full orbit in just 18 hours. Earth takes 365 days. It is so close to the star that its surface temperature reaches a scorching 3,900 degrees Fahrenheit or 2,100 degrees Celsius, making it probably way too hot for life that we know about, as we know it. Previous studies of this planet suggested it might actually be covered with oozing supercritical fluids, high-pressured liquid-like gases, seeping out from its rocks. But this idea was based on the assumption that 55 Cancri E had a similar chemical makeup as Earth. Madhusudhan, the new findings suggest the planet has no water at all. The revelation of the planet's diamond nature could mean that it could have very different thermal evolution and plate tectonics processes than Earth, which could create bizarre types of volcanism. Here, this is actually, it's much larger. You could see it here, actually. Get rid of that. Yeah, very cool. 55 Cancri E is one of the five planets encircling a sun-like star called 55 Cancri. Makes sense. E, they're probably A, B, C, D, E. Which lies about 40 light years from Earth in the constellation of Cancer. This star is so close, it is visible to the naked eye in this night sky. The researchers hope to make a follow-up observations to the star system to better determine the star's composition and to analyze 55 Cancri E's atmosphere. This information could bolster the idea that the planet is a diamond world. That's very, very cool. And it would not make any sense to go and try to mine that. Now, if Mercury was covered in diamonds, that might be a little more viable. Granted, it's a lot closer to the sun, and I don't know if we can actually get to Mercury and mine it. At least we cannot do that right now. But you know what? I want to actually look into that. They said that they're sending something to Mercury in 2025. Where was that? 2025. There it is. Bepi Colombo. Let's check out the Bepi Colombo mission. See what comes up with Bepi Colombo. The Bepi Colombo space probe is a joint mission of the ESA and JAXA, Japan Aerospace Exploration, to the planet of Mercury. Two satellites launched together. Very cool. Let's see. It's Europe's first mission to Mercury, launched on the 20th of October in 2018. It is on a seven-year journey to the smallest and least explored terrestrial planet in our solar system. When it arrives at Mercury in late 2025, it will endure temperatures in excess of 350 degrees Celsius and gather data during its one-year nominal mission with a possible one-year extension. The mission comprises of two spacecraft, the Mercury Planetary Orbiter and the Mercury Magnetospheric Orbiter. Bepi Colombo is a joint mission between the ESA and then, of course, Japan. Very cool. I like that. You know what? I think this calls for something very important. Spinning the UFO. Right? I mean, it just makes sense. Let's spin this here UFO. Let's see it in chat. Come on, let's see it in chat. Let me see them spinning. Let me see them UFOs spinning, chat. Isn't it nice to have them have it back? Fantastic, Mr. Knox. How you doing? Said, I need to watch that episode of South Park again. It is so relevant to this day. It is hilarious. Call actually posted it the other day, and I was cracking up. Hey, Darth Call's in chat for 10. Says, thanks for dragging me over the finish line, mate. Yes, congratulations, Call. He has officially made it over 1,000 followers on Twitter. Very cool. And congratulations, sir. Deserve it. You post fire and also pictures of your cat. And yes, I know the UFO is officially back. Isn't that good? Doesn't that feel right? It's just, it feels so good. It's just, I missed it. I missed it. I did, in fact, find the power cord. I dug through all of my stuff and I finally found the power cord. So it is back and is better than ever in its rightful place right here in the corner of my screen. I actually had to get rid of my name. But I think by now you guys know who I am. At least I would hope you do. If you don't, my name is Adam, the host of The Krigler Show. My last name is Krigler. That's why it's The Krigler Show, because it's my show. And I talk about things. Grafontiro for 10 says, in light of Project Veritas's latest report, it should be beyond certain that the federal government as it exists is nothing more than a vindictive mafia state. That and calling parents terrorists. Yes, I agree. For those who don't know, they found out that they were being spied on before the FBI even raided their offices and homes for all the different electronic equipment back in late 2021. They were being spied on. Emails were being read. Like, it's insane. I kind of mentioned, was I talking about today that they basically are acting like a mob and they kind of do whatever they want? Or maybe it was yesterday. I don't recall. It's insane. Fantastic. Mr. Knox says, MS mainstream media are lazy doing on the ground journalism. This is made evident on the daily. Thank you, Savannah, for being on the ground. They're afraid of the truth. Yes, they are. And actually, I've talked to Savannah a lot over the past couple of weeks before she broke from Blaze TV. She missed being on the ground. She missed going and talking to people and reporting. And we need more of that. A lot of people, I mean, Elijah Schaefer was doing it a lot. Drew Hernandez was out there. There's a lot of people that were, and she actually mentioned a lot of them earlier today. The real ones, they know, they get out there. Chris Holmes says, went to the Trump rally in South Florida this weekend. It was packed, probably 15,000 people. Wow. The red wave is coming. You know, I saw pictures of that rally. Let me see if I could pull some up. I want you guys to see this. It's pretty incredible. Trump rally, Florida. All right, that should do it, right? Let's see. Images. I got to do the past week. Past week. Look at that. Look at this picture. Look at that. That's crazy. That is a packed stadium. Now, here's my question. When was the last time Biden drew a crowd like that? Nay. Let me change my question. Has Biden ever drawn a crowd like that? Ever? Has he ever drawn a crowd where who people are coming to see him, to listen to him speak? Ever? Only time I've ever seen him standing in front of a crowd is to military or the day he was inaugurated. That's it. Never. Trump packs his venues. It's shocking. It's shock. Yeah, he has to pay people to show up. I know. He can't even draw a smiley face, Mark says in chat. That's funny. He can't speak. I know. It's really crazy. I would love to see Biden be forced to speak off the cuff. no ear, nothing in his ears, and no teleprompter. How far do you think he'll last? Seriously, I don't think he'd last very long. Grafontiro says, I will not dignify a preferred pronoun for trans women. That use is as a competitive advantage or for voyeurism / sexual crimes. A lot of people, when I, that tweet I brought up earlier, a lot of people are saying, like, is this not like sexual harassment? The dude walking around, like, you know, he's not helicoptering, like, in, I mean, maybe is, I don't know, who knows? They can't, they're not allowed to say anything, even if he did, like, what, you know, hey, we don't like that he's swinging his dick around. I mean, they're not even allowed to mention his name. That's ridiculous. Georgie for 10 says, greetings from East EU. Just want to poke at you and the other US YouTubers. Don't make the UA war political. I am 300 miles from the conflict and have friends volunteering. You know what? As I said, I don't want anybody to be in a war. I'm against the war 100%. I don't want corruption. I don't want, you know, I want the people to live free. Georgie again for 10 says, these days, tubers like Tim and others over politicize this while Ukraine burns and people are buried in mass graves. Sorry, just wanted to vent a bit. Love you, man. Well, I love you too. Thank you very much. And I hope you stay safe out there. And I, you know, people have been, from what I've learned, there have been mass graves for years going on in Ukraine. Like, Ukraine has been in a civil war for a very long time and no one seemed to have cared at all until Russia got involved, right? And Russia, Putin declared, like, he recognizes the sovereignty of the Donbass region. And also, I got to remember the other region on the other side, but the two different regions. And he said, I'm going to recognize your sovereignty and help you guys. So it's like, you know, like, you know, propaganda, what's really going on, the corruption. Like, I don't know, man. Mix it up with that Patreon banning Sidney Watson. Yeah, thanks for letting me know. I checked it out. Young Pei says, good to see Sav back chilling with Adam again. Yeah, it's great to have Savannah. Honestly, she's fantastic. She is a professional. She really is going places. I'm really proud of her. Mr. Knox again says, makes me wonder how long it will take for this ish show to end. This can't continue. Oh, but it will. They have found more things to victimize themselves and declare themselves different from everyone else. You know, and if you don't agree with them, you know what? It reminds me of Anomaly. You guys know Anomaly at a Legendary Energy. He's been on my show before. Fantastic guy. Very, very smart and very articulate with bringing his point to home. Right? He drives it home. He had a tweet the other day talking about the definition of liberal. Let me just type in liberal and see what comes up. Liberal. So the definition of liberal is much different than the term liberals, right? People, it's very uncharacteristic. It doesn't make any sense because of the definition of what a liberal is. Liberal definition. Here we go. This doesn't make any sense. A liberal, Merriam-Webster, so bad. Relating to or based on liberal arts. Like, that you can't use its own word in the definition. Hold on. Let me just go to his page because it makes so much more sense. All right. But he's basically calling them authoritarians. They're not liberals at all in the sense of the definition that he posted. Let me find this real quick. Oh my gosh. I tweet altogether way too much. Where are you at, Anomaly? Here it is. Check this out. He goes, it's important to understand the modern liberal movement isn't liberal by definition. Liberal, willing to respect or accept behavior or opinions different from one's own. Open to new ideas. Now, does that make you imagine liberal? Like, when you think of liberals, do you think that? Like, that is not, that's not them at all. And he says, they're not willing to accept behaviors or opinions different than their own. They have become authoritarian. He's right. They are not liberals. they are not. I'm liberal. I am willing to respect and accept behaviors. As I've said multiple times, hey, if you're an adult and you want to wear a dress and say you're a woman, I don't care. It doesn't mean you're a woman, though. Okay? That's my opinion. But you can do you as an adult. I don't care. It doesn't affect me. Don't push it on kids. All right? That's your thing. All right? I don't care. All right? But when you get upset when someone says, hey, man, I'm clearly wearing a dress. I'm a woman. Like, no, it doesn't make you a woman. You're denying reality, right? There's different levels. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe I'm not exactly liberal. Yeah. Let's see. Mark G for 10. We need to repeal the 19th Amendment because it is bigoted towards confused men. They think they are women and don't represent them correctly. That's the left's position next year, right? So weird. That was a rather based take of Savannah. She is very based, I gotta say. Mr. Knox again says, it's ironic that the left are trying to silence Savannah, who what they like to champion, what they like to champion is a person of color, right? Well, she, of course, has internalized white supremacy, right? You know, they've already declared her a racist, so I'm sure she's a fascist, according to Andy Ngo, sending her tweets from known Antifa. Captain Ridiculous Awesome Sauce says, I had a great conversation with a coworker about biology versus social acceptable norms. Yeah, I'm a walkaway Democrat. Right on. Yep. Cool. I actually just found my walkaway hat. Do I have it right there? I have a big stack of hats. I have a lot of hats. You guys want to see my hat collection? Look at this. This is my hat collection. I have a lot of hats. My unlock hat. Let's go through them all. You ready for this? My sister made me this one. Love it. My mom gave me this one. Ridiculous. I love it. This is from my homie's company, Push Culture. Not around anything. Not a thing. I got my paperboy hat that matches my suit perfectly that I got in Prague. I got my Pixel Starships hat. I actually won this in a competition when I used to play this game a lot, and I don't play it anymore, but great mobile game. There it is. I got the walkaway hat. Brandon Straka gave me this himself. I got to get Brandon on the show. Brandon, shout out to you. You're a trooper. You were politically attacked, and it's insane. It's good to see you back up and running. I'm rooting for you, man. Brandon's a real one. Then we got Push Culture, another one. I got the actual hat. Like, this is probably my grossest hat because I wore it so much. This is the hat that is on my new profile picture. It's misshapen. I don't wear it much anymore. I got this really awesome hat I got in Miami. Did I get this in Miami? Wonderland Ocean Pub. No, San Diego. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was San Diego. Love this hat. This one's great. Look at that color. Isn't that great? It just looks like a California sunset. Love that. I got a different Arbor hat. This one's actually kind of gross because I used to skate in this one all the time. You can actually see the sweat. This one, I can't wear this one anymore because it's kind of gross. This was given to me a long time, FCUK. I don't even wear this one. It's like a corduroy hat. And then I don't know what it is with these paperboy hats. I like these guys. And then this orange one, I actually am really bummed. I crushed this one, so it doesn't sit the same, but I like these low hats. Yeah, a little bit, Pete. A little bit. It's happening. That's all right. I don't mind. I'm a man. I'll accept it when it comes. Yeah. All right. Where was I? Celia says, Adam, more power to you and everyone else who's fighting this fight. I'm sick and tired of all these woke institutions disrupting reality. Me too. And thank you for the support. I appreciate it. I'm not going to stop. Friendly Neighborhood Sawyer says, they won. Men, women equals identity. Male, female equals biology. Fight it with biology for all significant decisions. licenses, sports, etc. Make it law. P.S. Sav's a 10. Yeah, they're trying to change all definitions. They're trying to steal everything. Change all the words of everything. Magic beanie. Oh, man, my beanies. So I have a Fernk beanie. That's actually in a different location because I actually use that one. And also the beanie that I wore on Timcast IRL a lot. I thought I lost it. I hadn't seen it. It turns out it's still there. It's still in the cast castle. I just found out through a reputable source that it has been found. So maybe I'll be getting that back. Oh, and the MAGA beanie. Where's the MAGA beanie? I have it somewhere. I do have the MAGA beanie. The MAGA beanie that I used to wear all the time after 30,000 likes. That's right, 30,000. It was crazy, the numbers that was going on in when I was on that show. But we hit 30,000 and the MAGA beanie would go on and it would go above and beyond. But you guys are fantastic for sticking with me. Let's see here. Dawson for 10. Hey, what up, Dawson? How you doing, man? Good to see you, homie. Says, what's up, Adam? Love the show as always. Dawson, thank you for your support, mate. Good to see you around. Miss you over on Twitch. Always loved your bombs. It was great. Sean Jack for 10 says, BlackRock / Vanguard ESG score is a textbook antitrust violation. Nunchucks, Brnovich crafting the case now. Cernovich, you mean? Or Brnovich? I don't know what that is. But it wouldn't surprise me if Cernovich is involved. Salty Bear, he's actually over here too. I actually have Salty Bear. I have all of these things. I just you know, one thing at a time. I got to figure out actually a way to, you know, put things behind me. You know, I don't really know exactly how I'm going to do that. One thing I'm really interested in, let me just grab it. Hold on. So this thing means a lot to me. I don't know if you guys remember this. This was sent to us in March of 2020. It says, United States Air Force, this is to certify that the accompanying United States flag was flown on a combat mission in support of Operation Inherent Resolve on board of a U.S. Air Force C-130H, which stands for Hercules. The thing is a sweet plane. The 13th day of March in 2020, flown in honor of the Timcast news team, which I was a part of. Really, I really love this a lot. And then they actually sent us this case. And I took this thing. I was like, this is mine. I really like that a lot. And it has a really beautiful letter that I have in a folder, but I got to figure out a way to put it somewhere. Yeah, I really, really like it. Oh, thank you, Shell. I appreciate that. Some kind words in chat. Let's see. What just happened to all my windows? Oh my gosh. That's okay. I don't need them yet. Amal says, it's seldom just a pure angel and a total demon fighting. Also, being a victim seldom sanctifies a person. That's true. There's all sorts of different sides to the battle. And you know, it isn't just, you know, black and white. I definitely get that. There's all sorts of nuances to everything. Diana Francisco celebrating 9 months as a member. Thank you, Diana. Says, hope this makes Robert Wiles smile. Missing you, love all the chat. Missing you, love all chat, fam. And Adam, you are keeping it real. Diana, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know where Robert is. He's probably spending time with his niece. That's usually what happens whenever he doesn't hang out. But Robert, if you are listening, hope you're well, my friend. RKO fan says, yo, just got a coffee grinder and French press. I'm assuming it's a French press. What's your best dark roast coffee? Ooh, well, probably the Skitcher is probably the darkest. The Skitcher roast. Let me pull up my coffee shop, shall I? Let me see. Let's pull up the here this here coffee shop of mine. So we got, yeah, I think the Skitcher roast is going to be the darkest. Gamer's Blend's kind of dark, but I think the Skitcher is going to be the darkest. That's the espresso blend. So check that out. Yeah, if you like it strong. The Skitcher and the Gamer's are the two stronger. Gamer's Blend's dark too. It's a medium dark. Mr. Knox says, I had friends who were championing for inclusion. It was till they saw one who flopped it about abs was disgusted, but they wanted this. I see. Like, are you talking about men in women's sports? Is that what it is? I think you can actually select a higher quality in the little thing down on this side. I don't know. Georgie for 10 says, in regards to the war, since 2014, Ukraine is fighting Russia. US and EU got involved in 2014, 2015 onwards, helping Ukraine with training and weapons to resist in the civil war. Okay, I mean, see, that's the thing. That's one narrative that I'm hearing also. But I also heard that we helped overthrow the Ukrainian government, and also the CIA helped train the neo-Nazis in Ukraine. So, like, I don't know. Allison C says, I haven't worn a dress in decades. Still a woman. All right, Alice. I was just saying, if a guy wants to wear a dress, that doesn't make you a woman. Although they would try. Georgie says, for 10, I might be biased. By the way, I'm a huge Trump fan and libertarian. Anyway, we here in East EU are scared to death to go back to the years before 1989. Hope this explains some things. Are you saying, like, with the USSR and how, I mean, a lot of those countries were part of the USSR, you know, Poland, Belarus, Ukraine, a lot of those countries. So, I mean, I can get that. Captain Ridiculous Sauce, some sauce, says, you need a PO box so I can send you goods from Hawaii. Need help with video recording recommendations. Hope you don't have any allergies. I just would prefer no dairy, as I don't do dairy. Thank you. And I am working on a PO box. It's coming soon. Mazo says, got a white chocolate Kriggy latte. Nice. That's cool. I wonder what blend that you chose to use. Well, thank you for the support, Mazo. I appreciate that. Allison says, by the left standards, no dress equals man, apparently. Wow. That's weird. Yeah, I mean, you don't have to wear a dress. I mean, if you're a woman, you're a woman. If you're born a woman, you're a woman. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's my show, guys. Thank you all for hanging out with me. It's great to have Savannah on the show. It was such a pleasure to have her on. You guys are fantastic for hanging out with me. I don't know if Garrett's going to be able to join me tomorrow. Hopefully he does, because 1/8 Wednesdays wouldn't be the same without Garrett. It would just be me, four-fourths or zero-fourths. I don't know how, because I'm not black at all, but he's 1/4, so it makes 1/8. Anyway, we'll see. I don't know. We'll get there and I'll decide. I might be alone tomorrow, but if he comes, that's great, because he just had his baby today. So they got a newborn in the house. Although maybe she's still in the hospital for a couple of days. I'm not sure how it works. I haven't been through it myself yet. So, anyway, really appreciate all of you guys for hanging out, smashing that like button, subscribing, following Savannah on her journey. Down below, you can find some of the different things she hasn't been banned yet from. definitely give her a follow, because Savannah is absolutely great. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you tomorrow. All right, have a good one.
Please smash the like button for the Krigler Show, coming to you live Monday through Friday, 6:30 Eastern Time.